Mark, Mike was out earlier. He measured 3 inches before we got the last a little bit. So
okay.
It might be a little stronger than 3 inches. But anyway, joining me today is Brenda Dreyer, who's a Marketing and Communications Director with the South Dakota Farm Bureau. Good morning, Brenda.
Good morning. It's a great day to be inside, it sounds like.
Yeah, I think it is, and tomorrow might even be a better day to be inside. I don't know, some of the wind, if this wind.
Well, it's good moisture, right?
Well, we need the moisture, and hopefully they got some out west, because it's definitely needed. Well, even you guys down there, kind of at a dry spot as well. I guess you can take anywhere from the state, except right maybe south of us is a little better. But anyway.
Well, I live up in Aberdeen, and we're definitely it's looking pretty white out there right now.
Yeah, it is. Anyway, Brenda, usually you're getting people to talk to me today. Now you're on the list.
Yeah, you're stuck with me today. So, well, but we've just got a lot of different things. Been busy doing different things, and we can chat a little bit about that.
Let's talk about the Reno trip. I know they went out there. How was that?
That was good. It was our Young Farmer and Rancher. It was their national conference, and we had three different couples from YF&R that went. Matt and Chrissy Smith. Matt's been on the program before. Riley and Kylie Schrader. They're from Howard, and then John and Natalie Eggers went. And of course, their coordinator is Lowell Messman, who is from the Pier area. And so they went. I mean, it was just a great chance for them to learn about, you know, estate transfers, banking, leadership, and advocacy. I mean, it was a good event for them. And then also happening during that conference was the collegiate discussion meet. We had the the YF&R discussion meet took place during the AFBF conference, and so this was a chance for some of the college students, and we had six students from SDSU that attended, and Rebecca Pasquitz, she's a student at SDSU, and she made it to the Sweet 16, so that was a pretty big accomplishment. This is the first year in a while that the collegiate group has attended this. So this was a good event for them to get started with.
The collegiate group, a pretty good group. You have pretty good numbers?
Yeah, SDSU, this group just got started about a year ago. Helen Geppert, she is our Eastern Regional Manager, and she's the Collegiate Farm Bureau Coordinator. Just a real passionate group of SDSU students, and I believe they have right around 25, 30 kids, and they've just been really just doing some good events. And I mean, they've got an event coming up the end of March that we'll be talking about later, but it's just a really good group of kids, and they haven't done the collegiate discussion meet for quite a while, and two, Jocelyn Hurlburt from Clark and Rebecca participated at Reno, and Rebecca making it to the Sweet 16 was just an awesome event.
Well, I know some of the girls you're talking about, and they are very, very good spokespersons.
Yeah, Mariah Kessler, she's the president of the group, and she's been on your show before, and it's just fun to see these young people, involved and really interested in, and then hopefully, this will be a good, then after, they're done with college, then they'll, get involved in the Young Farmer and Rancher program, and then, eventually then into the Farm Bureau group.
That'd be great. The women's leadership team, you said women's leadership team, women in blue jeans.
Yeah, this was a conference in Mitchell that they were at, and they have a lot of books that they share with people, and they're like children's books, and they talk about agriculture, and it's you'll find them in doctor's offices and schools, and but they share these books with folks at this conference, and of course this year the women authored their own book, Visiting Grandma and Grandpa's Farm. And all these books that they have that they have been showing off there all can be found on our website, sdfarm.info. And there's more information about these different books. And, you know, it's just a way for, you know, not everyone is, you know, right involved in agriculture, even in South Dakota. And it's a way to introduce ag issues to these young folks and, you know, helps them understand, you know, where their food does come from. And, you know, their food just doesn't come from the grocery store. It comes, you know, it comes from a farm, and it comes, so it's a way to kind of gap, to start bridging that gap.
Now, are those books, can they buy those books, or can they rent them?
Yep, okay. They're for, and we're seeing a lot of, those books are for sale, and all that information's on our website. And it's just a real, you know, interesting way to share the ag story.
Well, also, you had a bunch of county meetings around, and I suppose you have county meetings all the time. Do you go to some of them?
We do. They've got, you know, it's interesting to hear, you know, what folks are talking about. You know, it's a lot of just, you know, the issues range. But it's just, you know, I think that's just what sets Farm Bureau apart, is just that grassroots involvement. You know, everyone's opinion, you know, is heard. Everyone has a chance to share what they're thinking, what's important to their own business, their own operation. And that all starts at these county meetings.
And Pierre, wrapping up soon.
Yeah,
a lot of things.
I can't believe that all the legislators got to Pierre, and so I'm guessing they all were driving yesterday before the rain started. But yeah, that's just real crazy right now. And you know, Michael Held, he was on with you guys last week, and you know, we'll get him on again here soon. But it just a lot of big issues, kind of at the. They're all on the hot seat right now, so they've got a lot to get done in a short amount of time.
Well, they want something they want to pay attention to on some of these bills coming up, because they're being voted on now. They've all went through the chambers, and I guess working through them pretty much now. But keep an eye on what's happening on those bills. Some of them do involve ag. A lot of them involve agriculture.
And we have all of that, just the bills we're following and where things are at. That also can be found on our website, and information, if you know, people want to contact Michael, that's all included there as well. So it's just a good way to stay informed of what's taking place.
And that's sdfarm.info is your website.
Correct, sdfarm.info, yep.
Okay. Well, I want to thank you for joining us. Hopefully we don't have too much snow here that we can't get around.
Well, it's there. I just was looking on American News, what they were sending out, and they're really businesses are closing here at noon, and they're really telling you not to be on the road. So
that's what they're saying.
It's it is winter. It is South Dakota.
All right. Thank you, Brenda, for joining me. Nice talking to you again, and we'll talk to you again.
Okay. Thanks for having
Brenda.
Me. Bye bye.
Yep. That's Brenda Dreyer.